prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Well, it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl. I am so happy to be back.
I know, right? We've been off a little while. But I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
We have a sale on Thrive Advanced Protein during the show, 62% off sale. The coupon code is FLASH62, which just for the next 2 hours, if you go to thriveprotein.com, ridiculously low price. I mean, this brings Thrive Advance in at $22 a pound.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, so guess what today is?
What is today?
Today is National Donut Day.
Is it really?
Did you get your free donut at Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
No, is it really National
Donut
Day?
It is really National Donut Day.
Yeah. I don't think anybody in this audience follows that.
I know. So don't get your donut, get your Thrive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. In fact, we made ice cream. We're going to be making it again. We made ice cream using Thrive. We made a high pro. Elisa and I started to make ice cream. We bought an ice cream maker. It was so easy to make our own ice cream. It was so delicious.
Everybody should buy one.
I mean, it's so cool. And they're cheap. They're like, you can get a good ice cream maker from like Hamilton Beach or something like that for like $30.
Yeah, for like $28, I think it was, at Target.
So cool. Make your own ice cream. And we'll be releasing recipes. We made an amazing orange creamsicle ice cream using Thrive Protein to fortify it with extra protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. But anyway.
We also made pesto, and I told Linda Shafrick that I would post the recipe for that. We didn't have pine nuts on hand, so we used walnuts. It was incredible. My first harvest of my basil from my yard.
Yeah, and it's already growing back.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
Basil's amazing.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Anyway, and then later in the show, I have to read. I ran out of things to talk about with Dr. Giuseppe Grippa.
You ran out of things to talk about?
Well, we covered the topic about how cheese, Italian, certain Grana Padano Italian cheese, which is a type of Parmesan cheese, actually acts as an ACE inhibitor because of two tripeptides that are present in the cheese when it ferments into cheese.
So it's only that particular brand
of
cheese?
Well, probably not. The truth is probably all Parmesan cheese has to some degree these two tripeptides, but they just tested Grana Padano because that's a very popular cheese in that region of Italy. So we covered the subject very well, and I still had another segment to go, so I let him go, and you know, I figured I would vamp until Dr. DePasquale was ready to come on the air with me. And so whenever I vamp, I just talk about what's going on in my life.
Your favorite subject.
Me. But it's not about embellishing me. I was honest about I've been very depressed, my injury, you know, things that are going on. And the realization that I had a conversation with Alex Leaf a couple of weeks ago saying, you know, I've been doing this show for 11 years. I kind of feel like a fraud because I'm getting injured. I'm not living the lifestyle, I'm not following my own advice, and maybe it's time for me to kind of pass the baton on to somebody else. And you and I have talked about it, like I need to start finding other hosts for the show. And I've never said anything on the air before that's elicited the response. I mean, I'm getting text messages, PMs on Facebook, emails through the website by so many people, and it's just, the outpouring is just amazing. Saying like, you can't leave, you know, you know, there are very few people out there who do what you do and you can't leave. And it's just been so touching. I got to tell you the truth.
It really has been.
Yeah. I mean, people that I've never known even listen to the show. I mean, people that aren't even friends on Facebook. I just friended a guy this morning. I'm going to read his message later. Jance Footit. Like, he's not even my friend on Facebook. I'm like, this guy's been listening to the show, you know, pretty close to since the beginning.
I was having a conversation last night via the telephone with one of our listeners, Sean Knirschfield.
Knirschfield, yeah.
Knirschfield, he and his wife. And he said that he's been listening to the show since day one for 11 years. And he can finish your sentences, and he's never even met you.
Yeah, right. I know. He says that when I'm talking, that he actually knows what I'm about to say. Like in his head, he knows that I'm going to say this or say that.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You know. You know what it's like. We sit here behind this microphone, right?
Right.
There's this vast number of people out there that listen to the show. We don't know how they're affected by the show. If they'd even miss it, if it just went away, you know what I mean? I mean, and it's like, I struggle with the same things that everybody else struggles with on a day in and day out basis in life. And I just poured my heart out the other day because I found out a long time ago that, you know, people see through BS. So just be honest.
You have to be honest.
Yeah. And so I was bearing my soul yesterday to fill the time. And the responses I've gotten, which we'll read towards the end of the show, some of them, have just been very touching and actually make me feel like I need to rededicate myself. I didn't know that people felt that way, you know?
Well, let's speak to your surgery. I mean, you got the cast off yesterday, and it's only been a week and a day, and your arm is healing beautifully.
Yeah. Thanks to peptides and stuff like that.
The scar looks amazing.
Yeah, and the reality is that one of the comments that was made by Jance was, Tom Whittingham, which I'll read his message too.
There was a Tom Whittingham and a Tom Duncan both.
Yeah, and Tom Whittingham was like, you know, he couldn't believe that I was here Thursday after having the surgery Wednesday, and he had a feeling that I was going to take off Friday because it was going to kind of hit me all at once, which it did.
Right.
You know, but anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, so there is a new hangover cure. Actually, it's not new, but it's being marketed. It's being marketed in a new way. So if there's any drinkers in the audience, listen up.
I actually posted this as a joke on Facebook the other day. Remember, I just posted one line, made you go and do the research. And it was like, this is legit. This has been around since the 1600s.
Right. It's over in South Korea, which is evidently really hard drinking country.
Who knew, right? Well, I know the Japanese are big drinkers too.
South Korea is Asia's hardest drinking country. The hangover cure is a $125 million per year industry.
Wow.
By itself.
Wow.
For hangover cures with pills, cosmetic products to hide the effects of a night of boozing, and of course stomach calming foods like hangover soup.
Mm.
So now there's a new one, which is ice cream.
Yeah, hangover ice cream. So let me find this here because I want to say the name. It's called Gyanadayo, and it's a grapefruit-flavored ice cream bar with small amounts of oriental raisin tree fruit juice. Now, apparently the raisin juice – now, I don't know that this is raisins that we think of because when we talk about raisins, they're just dehydrated grapes. This is actually something called an oriental raisin tree fruit juice.
The raisin juice is the active ingredient and has been considered a Korean hangover treatment since the 1600s, where it was actually listed in a book as a way to smooth away hangovers.
I wonder. So one of the things that I learned when I was in California.
Just recently?
Yeah, when we went to see Quest. It was from the guy that I can't believe I can't think of his name right now. I'm drawing a blank. But the fellow that came on about Veep.
Oh, Joel Green.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Joel. One of the things that I learned from Joel Green was there's certain foods that increase the enzymes in the liver that get alcohol out of the body faster. Like asparagus is one of them,
he said if you're going to have a glass of red wine with your meal, have asparagus as well.
Or he said actually preload. If you're going to go out for a night of drinking, he said load up on asparagus, and I think it was broccoli was the other one, but it's on his website. It's on the Veep.com website. He said just load up on these things before you go out drinking, and you won't get as drunk because the alcohol will be removed from the bloodstream much faster, much more efficiently. So I got to believe that the raisin tree fruit must have a similar effect. Maybe it has like a powerful effect in increasing the enzyme.
So do you think people really go out to get drunk? And I mean, I know kids and, you know, kids do, younger, you know, millennials, like in their 20s or whatever.
See, you're unique. You really are. You're unique.
Because
can't
you just enjoy a glass of wine without
you've never, so in other words, you've never ever said on a Friday afternoon after working all week long, traveling. Man, I am just going to go out and get hammered tonight.
No.
Never.
No.
That's. I think you're a very, 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 very small percentage of the population. I mean, I'm sure that there's literally tens of thousands of people listening to this podcast that are going, really? Like, who hasn't said, I am so effing fed up with this week, I am going to go out and get hammered tonight?
No, if I'm fed up, I'll say, I'm so fed up, I want a glass of wine.
Just
you
one
know,
glass
just
of wine.
One glass. Because
yeah.
That's enough to relax you.
Yeah.
But you see, don't need the whole bottle.
No, but the purpose of going out and getting hammered isn't to be relaxed. It's actually to be disconnected with the portion of your brain that's so stressed out. So it's actually like self-sedation is what it is.
So one glass of wine isn't enough to do that?
No.
It is for me. But anyway, back to the raisin juice. They said that there's some science to back it up. A study from 2012 in the Journal of Neuroscience found that raisin tree extract could reduce effects of intoxication in rats.
So let's talk about intoxication for a second, right? You have the acute effects of the alcohol, which is a neurotoxin on the brain, and that's what gives you the euphoric feeling. And actually, at some point in time, if you drink too much, you'll black out because of that. The brain becomes overpowered with these neurotoxins. But then the day after, I'm not sure that the day after is the hangover is a result of the continuing acute effects of the neurotoxin alcohol or some other metabolic damage that all that alcohol does. So it would be interesting to see what the active ingredients are in the raisin tree fruit juice is and whether or not they actually just get the alcohol out of your system faster or if they act directly on some metabolic process that goes awry from drinking alcohol, some extrinsic effect of drinking alcohol. This is very interesting to me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see a supplement here.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't drink really anymore.
No, you don't.
When I was in my 20s, I didn't drink either. I used the funnel.
That funnel in the garage is for?
From when living in Las Vegas. But now, I mean, I know a lot of people who still like to go out and have a bunch of drinks and they have to function the next day. And this would be a great thing, I think. So anyway, okay. I showed my hand why I'm selfishly interested in it.
You always show your hand.
Yeah.
So before we go into break, we talked the last time, not last week, but the week before during Casual Friday about a Chinese herbalist. And we got a little bit of a backlash about the story from one of our listeners because
right.
He said we spent way too much time on the story.
Yeah, and that he felt that we were taking it too seriously. He was like, come on, guys. Nobody lives to 265 years of age.
His name is Matt Garvin, and here's what he said. And he posted this, I think, on Facebook. Hey, Carl, that bit from Casual Friday on the Chinese herbalist that lived to 256 years should have been about 30 seconds long. With you shutting it down is pure nonsense. I am confident you do not believe he actually lived for anywhere near that long, but the way it played out on air made it sound like you two actually allow the possibility. To be clear, you and Elisa do not think he or anyone else that we know of has lived well beyond the accepted record.
Of 120 years.
Which, without Googling to be sure, I'm thinking is 122 years, right? Question mark.
I don't know. Okay, first of all, I think there are people that have lived longer than 122 years. So let's state that for sure. Okay? But what was really interesting about the story wasn't the 256-year span. It was the documented span of when he went into the army.
He was 76 years old.
At 76 years old, he was hired as a strategist for the military.
And
then he died, and then we know he died in the 30s.
He was a tactical advisor
right.
to the military. And remember, he was fighting and he was tearing people's faces off.
So we know that, A, he was in the military at the age of 76. And that was around the late 1800s, as I recall from the article, I'm really at a loss because I don't have it here. But then we also know for sure that he died in the 1930s, which if you take the 70s, six age, and you take the period of time that he was enlisted in the military, and you protract out to the 1930s, this puts him at well over 120 years old as a minimum.
And not to belabor the story, but for me, he was 76 years old. My grandfather, who was also an herbalist,
right.
he won a canoe race at the age of 75.
Right.
So I kind of...
Against younger guys.
Against younger
yeah,
guys,
it wasn't like
yeah.
they were all 70-year-olds.
So I kind of like related to this because of my grandfather. And, you know, I spent time with my grandfather. He took me in the woods to teach me about the mushrooms and all of the wildlife foraging and things that you can eat. So... That was my history with my grandfather, so it kind of reminded me a little bit about that.
Well, and interestingly enough, Adele Musa wrote just today in Subversity Blog, which, by the way, we were talking about Dr. Joe Mercola's website. You know, it needs to be said that Adele Musa writes all his own articles and puts out just as much as Mercola's whole team of writers does on a weekly basis. It's just I just needed to throw that out there. But, you know, he just wrote an article about health span. You know, lifespan is what we focus on, but that health span is really the magic. You know, living to be 90 isn't the magic. It's living to be 90 and still being active and engaged in life.
And being healthy.
And not having a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's most interesting about the story is the fact that at 76 years old, this guy was healthy enough to be enlisted into the Army and still died in the 1930s. And while I don't think he lived to be 256 years old, no, I don't. I still think that he's a great example of you don't have to get old when you get old.
Exactly.
That's it. That's really what I got from the story. But no, I don't think he lived to be 256. I think that records are flawed back at that period of time. And maybe somebody else with the same name in his family that, you know, they got him confused. Oh, no, that was my grandfather you're talking about. You
right,
know?
Right, so. Right.
And anyway, but it was a fun story. And it's fun to think. That's all it is. Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break.
We got have lots a lot of good things to talk about. I did an investigation this week.
Ooh, I hope it wasn't on me. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, what do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
Okay, so I was listening to some commercials on radio, regular radio, about this product called Wet and Forget.
Right.
And it's supposed to be this miracle product that you can use on your deck, you can use on concrete. It gets mold and mildew and the black algae. It just gets rid of it. You spray it on. It has to be sprayed on.
And then you forget about it.
And then you forget about it. You wet it and you forget it. And then it gets rained on or whatever. And it washes away the algae like miracle.
And now you could do the same thing with Clorox, but nobody wants to use chlorine because they know that it's harmful and blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Right.
Wet and forget is like, oh, it's not Clorox.
Right. Okay. And so there's some things in the backyard that need to be cleaned. And I thought, well, instead of using pressure washer, because pressure washers are hard on the concrete, they're hard on the wood deck.
Yeah.
I thought, well, you know, I'll get the Wet and Forget. So I called around and I found Wet and Forget and I went and bought it.
Right.
So
it's a pretty blue color, like Windex, by the way.
It is. So before I used it, I was reading the instructions on it and it said, do not inhale. And I thought, well, if it's a spray,
it's atomizing it, and the wind is blowing. It's
exactly.
Blowing in your face, right?
So then I thought, I wonder what the ingredient is. After I read that. And then it also had one of those little toxic little things on it. I thought, so if this is toxic, is it going to kill the birds and the bees that I work so hard to
support?
Right. So I read the ingredient, which is alkyl dimethylbenzyl ammonium chloride.
Right.
And I thought,
now, keep in mind now, I the reason I said chloride, this is just like Clorox, but go ahead.
I thought, that can't be good for anything.
Yeah, that with that name,
with
right?
With that name. Right. So then I started doing, I just typed in the ingredient,
right?
Because that's the only ingredient in the product.
Right, the active, right.
And the Pesticide Action Network page came up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a chemical was used as a pesticide, but the EPA took it off the market as a pesticide, and now it's been reintroduced or repurposed as Wet and Forget to use on your lawn.
Right. Here's the interesting.
On your decks and concrete.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So when you read the toxicology write-up, right, it starts out by saying that it's safe when used on inanimate objects. So the reverse of that is it's not safe for anything living, okay? It's safe when used on inanimate objects. So You spray it on concrete. You spray it on your deck. Can't hurt your deck, can't hurt the concrete. But the person spraying it is not an inanimate object. And when it washes off into the soil and comes into contact with living things, birds, bugs, bees, and plants. So this notion that it's been repurposed, as you like to say, you said it was been repurposed, that it's safe for inanimate objects is a joke. It's almost like saying, if I shoot a piece of paper with a 22, it's not going to hurt anything. But you hold the paper in front of your face. The bullet goes through the paper and it hits your face, but it didn't hurt the paper. Because the paper's in, I mean, this is ludicrous. They're telling people to spray it on their decks, their sidewalks, the sides of their homes, like it's just going to stay there and never move from there. But it goes, it washes down with the rain, it washes off with the water, and it goes into the soil, it gets into the plants.
It gets into the waterways. Right here, the aquatic ecotoxicity, mortality in fish, mortality in zooplankton, intoxication in other fish, mollusks.
Mollusks are clams and mussels and oysters.
Okay, so it's intoxication.
Right, right.
So, and their website.
And intoxication is another way of saying it's toxic, but not up to the point where it's going to kill you. So alcohol is an intoxicant. It's toxic to the human condition, but not enough to where it's going to kill you. It's just going to make you feel sick. And some people say, well, alcohol makes me feel better. Some people say, so the point that they're using the word intoxicant means that it is toxic, but not to the point where it's going to kill a mollusk. Not to the point, but it is going to, but it is toxic to certain aquatic organisms and life, and others it's just an intoxicant to.
So, it's a chemical of special concern, according to the Pesticide Action Network. It's listed as a bad actor.
Yeah, so it's an algicide and a microbicide. You know what a microbicide is? An antimicrobial. You know the difference between an antimicrobial and an antibiotic? The dose. Okay? So when it's an antimicrobial, you're using such a low dose that it's killing small things like microbes. And when you use a larger dose, it crosses the threshold of an antimicrobial and becomes an antibiotic. So this is basically a low dose antibiotic and an algicide. Well, what's an algicide? It kills algae. What's algae? Algae is a living plant. So it kills plants. I mean, this is an example.
It's all over the radio, like it's some miraculous product.
Well, it's like glyphosate, right? Oh, it's just yes, spray it in your driveway. Spray it. Oh, and I love the part where it says it's safe for pets after it dries.
Yeah, so on their website, the company's website, it says you only need to keep pets off the surface during the time it takes wet and forget to dry, which is between 4 and 5 hours. Once the drying time has elapsed, both people and pets are free to walk on the surface that was sprayed with wet and forget.
But what happens when it gets wet again? Or what happens if a pet is licking a piece of food off the floor and licks the wet and forget residue? See, this is the nonsense behind it's safe for inanimate objects. It's just, and this is an example of how the EPA, the FDA allow these companies to introduce chemicals into the environment that have long lasting harmful effects to human beings, but act like they're safe. It's just silly. So if you have used wet and forget, or if you're planning on using wet and forget, rethink it. Rethink it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm certainly glad I had the wherewithal to do a little digging, critical thinking at its best.
Water contamination potential. Links to worldwide registration says, well, regular information. I'm just reading it. This is toxicology report, okay? Toxic to aquatic organisms. Well, what happens when you spray this stuff and it washes into the earth? And we know what happens. What's the term runoff mean to you? Oh, well, it runs off into rivers and streams and it accumulates and it kills and harms aquatic life. It's going to end up, look, it's not going to stay on the inanimate object. It's going to wash off and eventually going to quote unquote runoff. This stuff is terrible.
Okay, so on their MSDS sheet, for those of you that don't know what an MSDS, it's material safety data sheets. They're talking about ventilation. Under their guidelines for the MSDS, which it does not say this anywhere on the bottle, that you must wear protective eye goggles,
mm-hmm.
safety goggles, PVC gloves, skin and body protection, protective clothing, PVC apron and boots,
mm-hmm.
and respiratory protection.
So like a face, like a one of those
approved
breathers.
Respirator for organic vapors when vapor or mist may be generated.
And a mist is going to be generated. They're
because
telling you to spray it.
Spray it.
Yeah.
And nowhere on the bottle did it say any of this.
Yeah, it should say wear a hazmat suit when using this and then people won't use it.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. This willy-nilly, oh, this won't hurt anybody attitude that we have lived with for the past almost 100 years now. And the reason why the planet is in the shape that it's in today.
It's disgusting. All for the almighty dollar.
Yep. That's what it is.
Okay. So do we have time for...
No. We should take a break now.
Okay. So when we come back...
What are we going to talk about?
I want to talk about germs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like germs. Maybe you'll like them.
I'm not
thing.
A germophobic, okay. Linda, if you're okay. listening.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnaboliqMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboliqMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboliqMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay. So you want to talk about germs, huh?
I do. So do you swim in public pools?
Not anymore. Not since we have a pool in the backyard that I don't swim in.
You should.
Yeah.
So if you do, you need to be careful because according to this, a water park crawling with 1,000 kids can have 22 pounds. Again, I repeat, 22 pounds of poop floating around.
In the water.
In the water.
That's pretty gross, isn't it? And that's because kids don't wipe well.
Little kids can carry as much as 10 grams of leftover feces on their rear ends.
Well, 28 grams is an ounce. So roughly a half ounce. It's called mud butt, by the way.
Mud butt?
Yeah, little kids have mud butt. They don't know how to wipe. If you know, parents don't teach their kids how to wipe. I mean, I took the role in my family to teach all three of my children how to wipe properly. It's not something that you're born knowing. And so these kids, they don't know how to wipe. And so they get back in the pool after they go to the bathroom. And that stuff breaks loose and floats around the pool.
It says they don't make a habit of washing off before jumping in. So all that poop just rinses off into the pool. It adds up, and chlorine does not kill everything. The CDC found that more than half of pools tested positive for E. coli, which can cause bloody diarrhea. So try not to swallow any of that water.
Yeah, try is the key word there. So actually, when the lifeguard blows the whistle for adult swim and all the kids have to get out of the pool, as they're exiting the pool, all that poop is washing down their legs into the pool. So the adults think, oh, great, I have the pool to myself now with none of those little bratty kids in it. But guess what? They're swimming around with all their poop anyway. So I say let the kids swim and the adults just tan. That's it.
So what's for dinner?
I don't know. What is for dinner?
Germs on the restaurant menu.
Oh, yeah. This is actually something that I've thought about in the past.
Restaurant menus have 100 times more bacteria than toilet seats.
And guess where it is? Inevitably, you will touch it.
They're touched by tons, but only wiped down once a day, if that.
And that is the menu.
That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say the menu. Okay.
The restaurant menus.
Menu. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the menu. Yeah. Because everybody touches that. Think about it. Everybody holds it in their hand. And once again,
a lot of times they're sticky.
People don't wash their hands. I cannot tell you in this day and age how many times I'm in the men's room and a guy walks out of the stall, looks in the mirror, fixes his tie, and walks right out to a restaurant back to his party. I've actually thought about it. There would be a, you know how Candid Camera used to do funny stuff? I think a funny thing to do would be a guy goes into the bathroom in a restaurant. Once he's in there, they set up almost like a TSA where they scan your bags for explosives. You ever see how they do that with the little pad?
Uh-huh.
They set up after he's in there. So he's coming out of the bathroom now and they go, oh, sir, before we can let you go back to your table, we have to swab your hands to make sure that you washed. You'd be surprised how many guys would turn right back around and go back in to wash their hands. I am astonished. Every time I'm at a restaurant and I use the men's room, I'll be standing there washing my hands and some guy will either zip his pants up from peeing and walk right out the door or come out of the stall and walk right out the door. And I'm thinking to myself, are you effing kidding me? Like, are you that much of a pig slob animal that you don't even wash your hands after using the facilities?
Never lay your menu on top of the silverware. Beware.
Good point. Good point.
Okay. So how about some germs with your garnish? Now, we've talked about this
about this before.
Yeah.
Lemons are the filthiest thing, and they put them in your water.
Researchers looked at dozens of wedges from the rims of restaurant glasses. Nearly 70% of the lemons had E. coli and feces on them.
And I wonder if that's from the person who handles them and puts, you know, I mean, I don't think the lemons are coming with that. Because they're, at some point in time, I got to believe they're washing them off. I think it's the person who slices them and then puts them on the glass.
Yeah, you have to wonder, like, in the chain of what they do, where it's coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
Water fountains. It's dirtier than toilet seats. Water fountains.
Oh, man.
Bathrooms are cleaned regularly. Water fountains are not. So have your kids carry water bottles to school.
This one is shocking to me. Soap scum. Ironically, public soap pumps are breeding ground for bacteria, too. Think about it. From the stall to the sink, there's no telling what your hands can pick up. So when you're pumping that thing.
Yeah, so you use the bathroom and you haven't washed your hands yet and you touch the soap dispenser before you wash your hands.
Do you know what I do?
You rinse your hands first?
I rinse my hands before I touch my penis. Yes, absolutely. No, I one of the things that I do regularly is after I dry my hands, after I've washed and dried my hands, I take the paper towels and I use them to open the door, grab the door handle, and then I throw the paper towels into the garbage can.
Oh, I do the same thing.
Because I feel like the people that are not washing their hands, the first thing they do is grab the door handle, and whatever is on their hands is on the door handle now.
According to the CDC, only 31% of women, 31% of men and 65% of women. So it's the men who don't wash their hands.
Oh, I agree. I just attested to that. I got to mention something else that I think is amazing because I don't think I could do this, but I'm going to out you about something. You don't sit on public toilet seats, do you?
No.
You squat over it.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I guess I stand and urinate, so it's not a big deal. But poor women, they have to sit on the toilet seat to do everything.
That's why it helps to have strong quads. Of course, and we've talked about shopping cart handles before, too.
So before I started, before I met Elisa, I would never, ever do this. But since being with Elisa, whenever we walk into a grocery store, the first thing we do is get the antimicrobial swab. We not only swab the handle, but we swab the seat where somebody's baby's ass was a couple minutes ago.
Well, think about the dirty diapers that sit in that seat. They could urinate. They could whatever. And then you're putting food on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wipe down the cart, the shopping cart handles. And the little seat that the kiddos sit on.
Now, this is one I taught you about. So the elevator buttons.
Oh, yes.
So we use our knuckles to touch the elevator buttons, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember I told you, I says, I don't press the elevator button with my finger because then, God forbid, you touch your eye. So what I use is I use my middle finger knuckle. I fold it down and I use that to hit the button and then I wipe it on my pants.
They're suggesting using your elbow.
It's not always convenient to use your elbow, especially with the Americans with Disability Act. They had to move those down further.
Oh.
So you'd have to really lean down, but you just use your knuckle. Just fold, like you're going to give somebody a noogie on the head and just use that knuckle to hit the button and then wipe it on your pants.
Oh, this is one for me. The hotel rooms, the TV remote is the dirtiest object in a hotel room.
And as soon as we get into a hotel room, Elisa takes out her seventh generation spray sanitizer and wipes down the remote.
Or sometimes I'll have the wipes. So one day I was in Target. We were getting ready to travel somewhere. And there were these young girls trying to buy, you know, I was in the section where they have all these little travel size gizmo things,
right,
you know, that you can buy.
Right.
And they were like, oh, let's get this and let's get that. I said, don't forget the wipes to wipe down the remote in the hotel room because they're really dirty. And they looked at me and they said, wow, that's a great idea. Thank you.
You think they did? Did they buy them?
They bought them.
So they did it. Okay. What's the next one?
The next one is sandboxes.
Sandboxes. Well, the real problem with sandboxes, so I had a sandbox at my house when the kids were young. The problem with sandboxes is raccoons and cats poop and pee in it. And that's the real problem with sandboxes.
Really?
Yes. If you have a sandbox outside that doesn't have a lid on it, there's critters that'll come and poop and pee in it.
The ATM machines, they don't get wiped down.
Again, I use my knuckle. I use my knuckle at the ATM machine for the same reasons.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, so we and perfect timing because we have to take a break.
Oh, so we don't have time to talk about all the recalls right now.
No, we'll have to talk about when we come back from the break. There are a lot of recalls. It's ridiculous.
A lot of food recalls right now. It's unbelievable.
More reason to do business with your family farm. More reason to do business with your family farm. Stay tuned.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I want to talk about corn.
Corn? So, that's a four-letter word. It really is. I didn't realize that when I said it.
Okay, so there are basically three types of corn. I know people are probably going, why is she talking about corn? We don't eat corn in this audience.
Right. But there's a misunderstanding about one of the types of corn.
Okay, so there's basically three different types of corn, and well, actually four if you count Flint corn, but there's field corn, sweet corn, and popcorn.
Okay.
Okay. Corn is actually a grain. It's not a vegetable. And the plant itself is actually a grass.
Mm-hmm.
We can eat sweet corn and popcorn, which is unprocessed, but field corn is inedible as an unprocessed grain.
Okay.
If you were to bite into field corn, the reaction would be, you know, like, ew, right. Because it's high in starch, not sweet, and not juicy. Once processed, it's used in many foods, as everybody knows that.
Right.
Interestingly, popcorn has not been genetically modified.
Thanks to Orville Redenbacher. No.
So, if you eat corn, if you eat popcorn...
You don't have to worry about GMO popcorn.
You don't have to worry about GMO.
So, we have friends who buy, specifically search for non-GMO popcorn. And we learned that there's no such thing because none of the popcorn is genetically modified.
No popcorn has been genetically modified up to today.
Now, that probably also means that they're not spraying glyphosate on popcorn. Because if it's not genetically modified to accept glyphosate as its Lord and Savior, it's not being sprayed. So that's another plus for popcorn.
According to Jeffrey Smith, who is executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology and a GMO expert, he has assured people that almost 90% of the corn grown and eaten in this country is GMO. However, popcorn comes from a different seed and has not been genetically modified.
So there you go. So if you do want corn and you do want popcorn, eat it without worrying. That's it. But interestingly enough, it's a grain, but it doesn't have gluten. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But popcorn is a heavily sprayed crop.
In general,
so you need to buy organic because it's a heavily sprayed pest. I mean, they use pesticides on it, so you have to buy organic if you decide to eat corn.
Right.
It's covered in pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, and fertilizers, so
yeah,
so you buy organic.
Still best to buy organic.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that grows out of the ground. Interesting. So eat your popcorn and don't worry about genetic modifications.
So will you eat popcorn?
No, it makes me feel terrible. It makes me feel bloated. If I eat popcorn, I feel terrible. Why would I eat it? And the next day I feel hungover.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
From popcorn.
I've been that way since I was a kid. All my friends would go to the movie theater.
Well, maybe it wasn't the popcorn and it was all the crap that they put
on
it.
No, but we've made popcorn before and you bought non-GMO Amish popcorn, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we ate it and that night I felt like somebody blew my stomach up with an air pump. No, corn just doesn't do well with me. So,
field corn is used in over 4,000 products.
Because of its high starch.
40 to 50% of field corn is used to feed livestock, and about 8% of that is used to make dried distiller's grains. Dried distiller's grains are used for livestock feed.
Yeah, yeah. And so one of the reasons I stopped buying beef from my good Amish milk provider is that the cows that he raised for beef, not for dairy, the cows that he raises for beef, he actually goes down to, where does David work?
Brown and Foreman.
But Old Forester, right?
Either Old Forester or Woodford Reserve.
Okay, so
those
a good
are
friend
two
of ours
different types
the,
of bourbon.
Yeah, a good friend of ours is the, he's the head engineer at one of the largest distilleries in America here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Bourbon is king synonymous here. With Kentucky. I mean, we have a lot of bourbon distilleries here.
And by the way, a lot of Japanese people come here for the bourbon. But anyway, so the mash that they use for the bourbon, they throw it away. Well, Jay King started picking it up for free and feeding it to his beef cows. And that's when I said, not buying his beef anymore, because it wasn't truly grass-fed beef anymore. And that's why I get all our beef from Dutch Creek Farms, because they just graze cows. That's all they do. But he was using that mash to fatten his cows up at the end. So basically, they're grain-fed cows now. But so, that mash, one more thing, is the reason that dairy cows develop mastitis. When you look at the story, the untold story of milk by Dr. Ron Schmid, he talked about at the turn of the century how the distilleries wanted to get into the dairy business. And they were feeding the cows the mash after they used it to make alcohol. And all the cows got sick and got mastitis, which made pus release into the milk and killed 1,900 people.
Oh, that's disgusting.
1,100 people.
When was this?
In the early 1900s. So my point is that they feed that stuff to cows, but it's not good for them.
I can't imagine that it would be good
no,
for them.
No, it's disgusting.
Over 30% of the field corn is used to make fuel ethanol, and 10% is exported to foreign markets, and 10% is harvested and processed to make food products such as tortillas, sweeteners, cornstarch, cereals, and beverages and alcohol.
Interesting.
Sweet corn is the kind that you buy fresh in the produce aisle to eat as corn on the cob.
Mm.
And I remember talking several years ago that they were going to genetically engineer sweet corn, but
yes.
but you wouldn't know. I mean, we don't know which is genetically modified and which is not because
they
it's
don't
not
label
labeled.
It. Yeah.
Right.
So most sweet, I wouldn't eat sweet corn anyway.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't either, but some people like to eat corn on the cob.
I used to love corn on the cob when I was a kid, but what I really loved about it was slathering all the butter on it. The truth is I like butter on the cob. I could keep the corn aside.
Well, so what if you bought some like heirloom seeds and grew your own corn?
You mean like a person at home?
Yeah, and in your backyard.
Yeah, if you want corn and you want to control how it's produced so that you know that you're getting the best quality corn with the least amount of, chemicals on it and modifications, yeah. If you like corn, that's the way to go. Grow your own corn. And keep in mind that the corn stalks, as you point out, are considered a grass. They call it silage. They feed the corn stalks to animals. They don't just feed them the corn.
And that's heavily sprayed.
Yeah. So.
So there are less than 1,000 farms in the U.S. that grow popcorn. I find that interesting.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of food, we mentioned going out of the break a few minutes ago. There's a lot of food
recalls
going on right now. One of the biggest right now is a flour recall.
General Mills.
Why do you have to recall flour? How does it become contaminated?
Well, where? I mean, the grain itself could have had something on it. The processing at the plant, I mean, could have gotten it. They think it's contaminated with E. coli, and that's Gold Medal Wondra.
So
Signature Kitchens flour from.
So if the flour itself might have E. coli, what about the products they use to make?
Oh, yeah, because don't forget, General Mills doesn't just sell flour at Kroger's. They sell big 100-pound bags of flour. To
manufacturers.
Yeah, to people like,
Pizza Hut or
Tombstone pizzas and frozen pizza. Pizza Hut. All these companies, they buy that stuff too. So, yeah, exactly.
So it could be like way worse than what anybody's saying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times, these big manufacturers get the approval of the Food and Drug Administration in an effort not to cause quote unquote public hysteria, to really be honest about the true extent of the possible contamination. So that's another thing you have to worry about.
Also, sunflower seeds.
Really?
The Kashi had to recall their cereal after sunflower seed supplier warns of listeria. Giant food stores and Martin's Food Markets announced it would remove Kashi Trail Mix Chewy Granola Bars. I'm sorry, not their cereal. It's the granola bars. Because of listeria concerns.
Did you know that Kashi's coming out with a new cereal for people who suffer from chronic constipation?
Are you serious?
It's a high-fiber Kashi called Kashi Go Poopy.
It is.
Instead of Go Lean. I just made that up.
So Carmela, one of our listeners over in Canada, sent me the Canadian Food Inspection Agency issued a recall for Clif Bars, the Sierra Trail Mix Energy Bars, because of listeria concerns.
Yeah.
And then also another one is, there was one other sunflower. I'm sorry, I don't have that right in
another
front of
sunflower
me.
Seed company?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is...
Oh, no, it was another granola bar. Quaker granola bars.
You know,
and then frozen foods.
What's going
there was
on with
a huge frozen food recall. Frozen vegetables
from who?
Oh, there's a whole list of them. Let me pull the list up here.
So a whole list of manufacturers of frozen food, of frozen vegetables.
Here it is. So it's the CRF branded products, frozen vegetables.
Who's CRF?
Well, they make them and then they rename them for other.
Oh, so they private label them.
They private label. So you've got.
You don't even know who you're buying.
Bybee's, Columbia River Organics,
mm-hmm.
Columbia River Organics, Northwest Growers Select, Organic by Nature, Costco Wholesale Organic by Nature, Chef Maxwell, Correct Choice, Earth's Pride, Farmer's Bounty, Fiesta Mart, and the list goes on and on and on.
And what are they contaminated with? E. coli?
Listeria.
Oh, listeria. So between listeria and E. coli. Now, remember, I talked about this end of last year, that glyphosate is making E. coli and listeria stronger and more resistant to being killed. So we've talked about this before. You know, the hormetic effect of a low dose of an antibiotic is that the microbe becomes stronger and more resistant. And they did a study where they looked at crops that were both sprayed and unsprayed and looked at the dose of antibiotic that it took to kill the listeria and the E. coli, and then they looked at crops that were sprayed with glyphosate and Duo, 2,4-D and glyphosate together, and those crops took almost fivefold more antibiotic to kill the listeria and the E. coli. So what's happening is the widespread use of glyphosate and its companion 2,4-D is actually making listeria and E. coli stronger and more resistant to the traditional methods that companies usually use to clean their foods and make them safe for the public to eat. Their methods, whatever it is that they spray on them, they're not working anymore because the listeria and the E. coli is getting stronger because of the use of glyphosate and 2,4-D. So this is yet another byproduct of using these low-level antibiotics on our plant foods, that the listeria and the pathogens are getting stronger and more resistant to the conventional ways that we get them off of the food. This is why you're seeing this. See, no one's talking about this because no one talks about that study. But this is why you're seeing widespread listeria and E. coli outbreaks. It's not because the food is dirtier. It's not because these places aren't doing the job to clean the foods. It's because the organisms are getting stronger by being exposed to these low-level antibiotics year after year. So you're actually, through a hormetic effect, you're actually producing stronger pathogens. But no one talks about this. No one talks about it, except here, on this show, right here. And that's why I must continue on.
So tell your friends to listen to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis .com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about the goat with two heads, the eight-legged pigs, and a puppy born with a trunk.
This is shocking. This is the kind of stuff you usually see, like in the Enquirer, you know, like two-headed goat or something like that,
or like at a what is it, like the circus?
Yeah, the freak show at the circus.
The freak show. Yeah.
But so this is going on in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Argentina.
Argentina. Argentina.
And the farmers in Argentina are blaming glyphosate for causing all these mutations.
It says it looks like something from a horror movie. A black dog with a mini trunk protruding from its nose. The baby yellow chick with not two but 4 feet. the Spiger piglet with one head. And no, this is not a story from the Inquirer. It had the
piglet with one head, but
two bodies and eight legs.
Yeah, yeah.
The goat with two heads and the baby pig with skin so wafer thin, you can see the muscles and blood flowing around its body.
Well, also the pig, if you look at it, it's got no snout. Its snout is gone.
Oh, it's awful.
They've got a pig that has two snouts but one head, two front legs but four back legs, and two back of its body, one front body. It's just, and it's all happening around this one area south of Bolivia. And it's, they're saying it's, ever since they started spraying with glyphosate there, they're seeing more and more of these freakishly distorted animals grown.
Would they use a lot of, I wonder, I forget what the crop is that they're using.
Sugar.
Is it sugarcane?
Sugarcane,
yeah. It says here, at the time, the local media said that the deformation was due to the use of pesticides on farmland in the region, although they had admitted they had never seen anything similar before.
It's really sad. And, you know, and you don't hear these stories in the United States at all. Mm-mm. I wonder if this is going on here in the U.S. I wonder if there's farmers here that are seeing these kind of deformities in our animals here. I mean, I know that Howard Vlieger, they published a study showing how the stomachs of pigs fed glyphosate-laden, genetically modified soy were so disrupted and destroyed, their litters went down, they developed symptoms equivalent to autoimmune diseases in humans, and all the diseases went away when they stopped feeding pigs glyphosate sprayed, genetically modified soy. Within about a year, the problems went away with all the pigs. They published a study with a scientist in Australia. So we know that these crops are, these food crops fed to these animals are hurting them, making them ill. This is on a whole new level.
So Argentina, it's soybeans. Argentina is the world's biggest user of the controversial product glyphosate, which kills all non-genetically modified crops. The country supplies GM soya beans that are fed to animals in the UK, and cotton that is used to manufacture everything from t-shirts to tampons.
I was going to say tampons. One of the most popular articles I've ever written was about the glyphosate being detected in tampons. Women are putting this in their vaginas. They're putting glyphosate in their vaginas. It's shocking.
Around 12 million Argentines live in regions where soya beans are cultivated, surrounded by the fields where glyphosate is sprayed. And they call it sprayed villages is what they're named.
Sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
So I guess the EU is trying to decide whether or not to
reintroduce glyphosate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad because the people there are really up in arms about it. They don't want glyphosate reintroduced, but there's a lot of pressure. You know, you have to remember, Bayer is trying to buy Monsanto. Monsanto is buying every government connection that they can to try to further their cause for getting more and more people to use glyphosate around the world. This is really sad, folks. I don't know if you realize it, but the safety of your children, their children, their children, and their children is being sold today. I don't care if you say glyphosate is safe and other people say it's not. Shouldn't we be erring on the side of caution? Shouldn't we know before we unleash this? I mean, look at the other chemicals that are still in our environment from Monsanto to this day. Chemicals that were banned decades ago are still wreaking health havocs in the United States. We have some 11 states suing Monsanto because the dioxins are still present in water and dirt and soil. I mean, how stupid, how myopic are we to forget that they've done this to us a dozen times already to believe them now? And shame on Bayer. You know what? We should really be doing to Bayer right now, right this second. Here's what you should do. Go out to your grocery store this week when you're doing your normal shopping, buy one bottle of Bayer aspirins. Listen to me. Do this. One bottle of Bayer aspirins. Take it home. Take it out of the box. Uncap it. tear the foil safety seal off, cap it back up, put it back in the box, bring it back to the store next time you go back, and just bring it back. And when they say, what's wrong with it, say, I just found out Bayer's buying Monsanto. Just do that. If everybody did that one little exercise, millions of bottles of Bayer aspirin would be sent back to Bayer, and someone at Bayer headquarters would say, wow, we just got a million bottles of Bayer aspirin sent back suspiciously. None were used. And they would reach out to the stores and say, why are the people bringing them back? Because you're thinking of buying Monsanto. Holy crap. Holy crap. Think about the scare that that would send to Bayer. Holy crap. If we buy Monsanto, they'll stop using all of our products.
So Thursday of last week, the European Union delayed a scheduled vote on whether or not to renew sales approvals for glyphosate. If they fail to reauthorize the sale of glyphosate, there will be a six-month phase-out period for the sale of glyphosate in the EU. however, just recently, a guy named Alan Boobis, B-O-O-B-I-S, of the Imperial College of London, he chaired the joint World Health Organization and the one with Europe meeting on glyphosate. He is the vice president of the International Life Science Institute for Europe, and he received a $500,000 donation from Monsanto and another donation for $528,000 from Crop Life International, their agro and chemical industry front group.
So he just got $1 million payoff, this guy. See, And you know what they do in China to a guy like him? They put you in front of a firing squad. In China, when they found out the head of the Chinese FDA was corrupt, they put him in front of a firing squad. They shot him.
Advocates campaigning for closer scrutiny of glyphosate say that there is a clear conflict of interest here if the review of the safety of glyphosate is carried out by scientists that directly get money from the industry.
Yeah. And look, folks, I'm telling you, we don't have to wait for this. We vote with our dollars. We have to send messages to these companies any way we can. Boycotting products is the best way. They're in business to get your dollars from your wallet into their bank accounts. When you stop the flow of dollars from your wallet to their bank accounts, they start paying attention. Okay? Monsanto is on its knees right now. Three quarters of losses. Glyphosate sales down, depending on who you believe, close to 50%. Lawsuits being filed against them by cities, states, and farmers. The writing is on the wall here. Monsanto will be out of business. And once Monsanto's out of business, Bayer, Syngenta, all of them, they're next in line. Once all the energies go from, well, Monsanto's gone, who do we go to now? Bayer is the next one to go to. I mean, these companies are just about the dollar today. They will destroy the planet way before global warming.
Climate change.
Yes. Yeah. And keep in mind, folks, keep in mind, more than fossil fuels, the hundreds of millions of pounds of organic, petrochemical pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed on crops contribute to global warming to a greater degree than gasoline that's being burned in cars. I'm telling you, read about it. Hundreds of millions of pounds every single year of these chemicals sprayed on crops. They atomize, they go up, they destroy the ozone layer, they're making the planet hotter. So if you're really concerned about climate change, then you also must add to your argument these chemicals that are sprayed on your crops.
Four Nebraskan ag workers filed a lawsuit against Monsanto accusing Roundup of producing their cases of non-Hodgkin lymphoma and further alleging that Monsanto misled customers about the potential risks of using its products.
Yeah, oh, it's safe. Safe. I say the FDA should go down too. FDA that approves these things. How can the FDA do its job when all it does is rubber stamp the science provided to them by the companies that they provide oversight to? How can the FDA not be held accountable and culpable in these criminal activities?
According to a Monsanto representative, and this is a quote, while we have sympathy for the plaintiffs, the science simply does not support their claims when it comes to glyphosate.
That's not true. The science that they accept as valid, doesn't support the claims. There's plenty of science out there that shows that glyphosate is dangerous, but they don't accept that science. They say, oh, that's shoddy science.
This Monsanto representative, her name is Sharla Lord, pointed toward several studies, including the new one, which finds that consumers exposed to glyphosate-grown food may have a very low or non-existent risk of cancer.
You know what? And that's research that's provided and supported by them. And that's why it sides with them. Just like
How much money they donated to get those studies done.
You know it. Just like the German scientists that said there's glyphosate in breast milk, and they had no interest in supporting either position. And then Monsanto does their own research on it, goes, oh, no, there's no glyphosate in breast milk. Of course that's Monsanto's opinion of it.
I guess Monsanto turned down the $62 billion bid from Bayer.
You know what? If you're a religious person, I'm not a religious person, but if you're a religious person, the Antichrist has come back to destroy the population of the world, but they've come back as these agrochemical companies. That's where it is. If there's really a Satan, it's Hugh Grant. If there's really a Satan, it's the guy who runs Bayer. If there's really a religious doctrine out there that says the end of the world is coming and everyone will be tested and all that stuff, it's the agrochemical companies that are destroying the planet. Don't be fooled by our politicians who are saying things about global warming. People are dying today because of these chemicals. I mean, I know I'm a tin hat wearing idiot. I know.
That's what some people would say.
Yeah.
I can think of a few.
Yeah. But, you know, until one of their relatives gets a suspicious cancer and they start connecting the dots and they go, oh, man. You know, we've already done the shows. University of Washington did a study that shows the closer you live to a pesticide-sprayed field, your incidence of Parkinson's disease goes up. It's like a ring, like a bullseye. You live this far, the incidence of Parkinson's disease is X. You live this far, the incidence of Parkinson's disease is X plus one. I mean, it's like you have to be an idiot to ignore. Oh, but that's shoddy science. That's not good science because it doesn't support the issue, the mission of selling more chemicals. Shame on anybody who thinks that because we're worried about what these chemicals could be doing to us. Shame on anybody for trying to intimidate you by calling you a tin hat wearing idiot or something like that.
So if there's no problems, then I don't, the whole GMO labeling thing, it just...
It's a loss. They're changing the label, right? To break out the different types
of
sugars
food label.
And food. I didn't see anybody come forth and say, we can't do that. That's going to be too expensive. No, they're willing to do that because they know that's not going to have any impact on anybody's ability to buy a product. Because they know that most people don't even look at the labels. But oh, that didn't cost any money to make that change. But putting GMO on the label, that would
impact.
Why
can't they just add it since they're already changing the label anyway? Just add GMO or non-GMO.
It's sad. And again, I come back to the Food and Drug Administration being held culpable for these crimes against humanity because they are supposed to be the firewall from these companies doing this to the planet and to the people. And I hold them accountable and culpable. I want to see people at the Food and Drug Administration going to jail for crimes against humanity by ignoring the good science and only kowtowing to the bad science provided to them by the industry. But it'll never happen. Why didn't anybody go to jail for Merck releasing Vioxx on the population? Oh, well, we didn't know Merck hid the real science from us. Shame on you. You're supposed to be an intellectual company, a organization that protects people against that kind of stuff. So you're telling me that you don't have the capacity to do your job? Then fine, close the doors and get everybody out of there and let a private agency come in and do the job. Terrible. Anyway.
Do we have to take a break?
Yeah, I do. Right, we'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit primenutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to primenutrition.com today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, we just have a half hour left for the flash sale on Thrive Advanced Protein Powder. The website is Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com. 62% off. Ridiculous. It's like $22 a pound. When you use the coupon code FLASH62, FLASH62, check it out. A half hour left for that blowout sale. What do you want to talk about, Elisa?
Well, excuse me. I lost my voice during the break.
So Elisa's been working on this grapefruit now for the entire show. She walked in here with a grapefruit that was the size of a softball, maybe larger.
It wasn't that big.
Yes, it was. So every break, she takes like three or four giant segments, and she's eating it, and it sounds so slurpy and so good.
It's juicy. It's
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, I can smell it from
it's,
here.
It's organic, and it was like a really beautiful color, pink, and it's real juicy.
You still have some left, right?
I do. I told Carl, this grapefruit has lasted me almost 2 hours.
Yeah, the whole show. Oh, go ahead. God, I'm sorry.
Okay, so A Greener World, the folks behind the Animal Welfare Approved Program, which certifies farms that adhere to strict codes for farm animal welfare, outdoor access, and sustainability, has launched a new non-GMO certification program.
Hmm.
They're joining the non-GMO project. So if you are in grocery stores and you see the label that says non-GMO project, they're joining that group to provide a label for foods that are made without genetically modified ingredients. And
that's
they're
great.
Going to certify them and put their label on these foods.
We've needed this because companies won't genetically modify their foods openly. So those who are willing to understand that we will pay more for non-genetically modified foods, this will be a great tool.
It's a large green butterfly. And in the center in white, it says certified non-GE by AGW.
A Greener World.
A
I like
Greener
that.
World, yes.
That's really cool.
So
look for it.
Support them. They're doing good.
So common drugs out there that are considered anticholinergic drugs, such as things like Benadryl, seem to be causing some problems, and no one even knew about this.
Well, they're causing dementia-like symptoms.
Yeah, yeah.
Causing dementia.
Well, and it makes sense because choline is an important neurotransmitter in the brain. So drugs that reduce choline's activity or that are anticholinergic, they will affect everything in the body that requires choline, including brain function. So this makes sense.
And some of these are they're all, most of them, over-the-counter, and some of them are very widely used drugs, such as Benadryl.
So mothers will give a baby Benadryl to get it to go to sleep. Lots of quote-unquote over-the-counter sleep aids actually use antihistamines to make people sleep.
I used to take Benadryl. I'm allergic to insect stings, and if I
was going out camping or something,
right? Yeah. I'd take it with me, and yeah. If I'd get stung, I'd have to take it. So, but you know, Unisom, which isn't that the
that's a sleep aid, that is a sleep aid. So yeah, I mean that actually is supposed to help you sleep. That's my point. They use antihistamines in sleep aids. Benadryl is one of those antihistamines that they use in sleep aids.
Dramamine was one.
For motion sickness?
Mm-hmm. When Carl and I went on our cruise last year, I bought Dramamine and took it with me because I have a tendency to get motion sickness. Luckily, I didn't take it, though. We found some ginger at the gift shop. And I used it was like ginger capsules.
Right.
And I used that instead.
Yeah, because that also has the ability to reduce motion sickness.
Yeah.
Nausea. Yeah.
So, Dimetapp.
Dimetapp is a cold medicine, isn't it?
Yep. So if you go to agingbraincare.org, you can see the different drugs they rank them from score of 1 to 3, and the 3 is the worst offender.
Now, here's something interesting. The study that fired this whole thing into gear was done by Harvard Medical School. Okay? Now, I'm just, not to go back and belabor Monsanto and glyphosate, but I have not heard the makers of Benadryl or anybody come out and say, this is all lies. Our science shows that it's not true. This is nonsense. You know, I haven't heard that at all. The reason I'm pointing this out is because science is not considered shoddy science unless it disagrees with your opinion and you're not a scientist, but instead, you're looking to prove a point to save your product. So have you heard the makers of Benadryl come forth and say, this is all nonsense, this is shoddy science?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's my point. Okay, good. Sorry about that.
So anyway, if if you do use some over-the-counter products, you may want to check and make sure that yours is not on this list.
Yeah. There's one thing we did miss before when we were talking about the recalls. 5.5 million pounds of chicken nuggets sold to schools was recalled because of E. coli, potential E. coli poisoning. This is, once again, the E. coli is getting stronger, folks. It was E. coli, right, or was it Listeria?
No, it's Pilgrim's Pride Corporation, which is a Waco, Texas establishment. They're recalling their chicken products that may be contaminated with extraneous materials, including plastic, wood, rubber, and metal.
I'm sorry. I was wrong about that. Okay. I knew there was a recoil. But, okay, so these have actual, like, non-food materials in them.
Yes.
So, remember, chicken nuggets are made out of that pink, it almost looks like silly putty. And so anything that gets in there just gets mashed up and ground up and squirted out the other end. So there's plastic, wood, and other non-edible materials in them. And 5.5 million pounds were recalled, all sold to schools. So if your kids go to school and they get school lunch, tell them to stay away from the chicken nuggets and the popcorn chicken nuggets.
They also own, Pilgrim Pride owns Gold Kissed, K-I-S-T, and Pierce. They're a regular behind-the-scenes supplier of KFC, Wendy's, and Walmart.
So that's where they get their chicken nuggets from, too.
That's where they sell them to, so don't buy from those vendors.
So bottom line is stay away from chicken nuggets. Stay away. It's a mystery meat. And some of it's not even meat, apparently. Okay. What's next?
So
we talked about the non-GMO project. I think that's great.
You want to talk about a new aqua faba.
What is that?
It's a new buzz ingredient.
A new bug?
Buzz ingredient.
Oh,
it's
so
like
what,
a new thing. Aqua faba. It's chickpea water. And it's a new vegan thing. Vegans are using aqua faba or chickpea water to use it for everything. They're using it to making recipes and using this chickpea water.
So it's something new. Okay. I had a thought. So Elisa and I were talking this morning. Excuse me.
So you didn't like the aquafaba?
Oh, yeah, but I want to talk about something, because you said the word vegan.
Okay.
So Elisa and I were talking this morning. We lay in bed, and I said, I wonder if they killed the geese. And the goose down is a byproduct of geese that they kill for other things, you know, I don't know, goose meat or goose whatever. Or do they just take the feathers, the goose down off of the geese while they're alive, and the goose down then grows back over time, sort of like the way you shear a sheep to get the wool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when I was thinking about that, I was thinking, gee, you know, that would be terrible if they like just pluck the goose and then they wait for the feathers to grow back and they do that over and over again over the life of a goose. Like how many times does it get plucked? And I guess it's just as bad if they kill the geese just to get their feathers to fill our goose down comforters with that we all love so much. And then it dawned on me. I wonder if vegan/vegetarians use goose down quilts and comforters, or do they even pay attention that their pillows are stuffed with feathers or from geese or from any kind of bird, because that's like harmful to the bird, isn't it? If like they're plucking them, whether they're dead or alive. I mean, it just dawned on me. I wonder if vegan/vegetarians are that specific about what, because I know a lot of them say, well, I don't wear leather. You know, what about your comforter? Is it stuffed with polyester or is it stuffed with feathers? And do you ever ask yourself where those feathers come from? Or is that one of those inconvenient things that people want to steer clear? What do you think? How do you think they get the goose down off the goose?
I don't know. I'll have to do a little research.
Yeah,
and let you know.
If anybody knows, you know, I know who would know. Dawn Blanken.
Yeah, I wonder
if she's
listening.
This is how we know if Dawn is listening in Vermont. because she usually will fire off an email to us telling us exactly the facts. But it just dawned on me. I wonder how they get goose down off the goose. Do they kill the goose to get it, or do they just pluck him and let it grow back?
I don't know, but I want to go back to aquafaba for
okay.
a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
So they're using this liquid as an emulsifying or gelling or thickening product mm-hmm. because most recipes call for egg, and since they don't eat eggs or egg whites, they've been using it to replace that.
Aquafaba.
Aquafaba.
A-Q-U-A-F-A-V-A or B-A?
B-A, aquafaba.
Let's see what that is there.
It's from the chickpea water,
and
it's high in sodium, so I can't imagine that it tastes very good to use in as an emulsifier in recipes.
Right, right. I'm reading about it right now. This is what I love about industry. So the way they discovered whey protein back in the day is it was a byproduct that was being thrown away in the production of cheese. And now whey protein is this popular thing, right? So aquafaba apparently used to be a discarded liquid. But now they're saving it. They're using it. They're finding a use for it. This is amazing to me.
That's
right? They used to throw it away.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what I was just saying.
I know. I think it's funny.
You weren't listening.
You're right. Go ahead.
Okay. So also alginates. These are salts of alginic acid, a viscous gum formed by the cell walls of brown algae.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used as a gelling agent in jelly, fillings, sauces, soups, and fruit drinks.
Why are we so fast?
They're found in indigestion medicines also.
Why are we so in love with thickness? Everything has to be thick.
Carrageenan, we've talked.
Xanthan gum, cellulose gum, carrageenan.
Gar gum.
Pectin
is used.
So why does everything have to be thick in order for it to like be?
Starch.
Uh-huh.
Corn starch.
I mean, when we made Thrive Advanced, one of the things we said was that
no gums,
because
thickeners
actually hurt the digestive system. We've talked about emulsifiers. We actually did a show about how emulsifiers damage the digestive system and actually affect the proton pumps in the stomach. They gum them up.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody loves, it's got to be thick. And we said, well, we're not going to put thickeners. In fact, one of the co-packers we worked with before we ended up with All American Pharmaceutical, who I had a lot of problems with, without even being told, they put two different types. Remember, they put gar gum and xanthan gum in it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, why? Well, people expect it to be thick. And I said, why? It's like no one says, milk isn't thick enough. They like milk and it's thin. So when the reason we kept these thickeners out of Thrive Advance is because they're not good for digestion. Who cares if it feels good in your mouth, if it's going to ruin your digestive system?
Well, now they say that carrageenan, for example, is natural because it comes from red seaweed.
Yes, but so does xanthan, right? So does xanthan gum. Comes from seaweed also. But here's the difference.
Xanthan gum is made by the fermentation of glucose or sucrose with the microorganism xanthanthomus.
Oh, I thought it was from a seaweed.
No.
But here's the difference with the seaweed-derived thickeners. Normally, if you ate a bowl of seaweed soup, which is popular in Asia, the amount of carrageenan that you would actually get is minuscule compared to the concentrated amounts of carrageenan that are added to foods to make them thick.
So according to what I'm reading here, the people like xanthan gum because it's useful in gluten-free baked goods because it can perform the same function as gluten's.
Right. It makes everything thick and stretchy. Yeah. But my point is, why are we attracted to that mouthfeel in the first place if it turns out that it's not good for our stomach? The amount of xanthan gum, the amount of carrageenan that they put in products that thicken them is way more than you would have to eat like 10 pounds of seaweed a day. And then you'd get everything else in the seaweed, not just that isolate.
So we just, I think we talked about this before. We just recently found some heavy cream that's just heavy cream.
It's just cream.
Whole Foods. There's no additives. And it's so thick and creamy. why do you need to add gargum or carrageenan or xanthan gum?
That's my point.
To the cream to make it thicker.
What the F is wrong with people that it's got to be like they're drinking pudding? Why? What does that imply to you? That, oh, this is really good. This is good. It's not good when they're using all these things to make it artificially thick. I don't mean they're using artificial ingredients, but it's not supposed to be that thick. Well, they're making it thick artificially, like to imply that it's thicker when it's not supposed to be that way.
Well, pudding is.
But pudding is different. Pudding, they use tapioca to thicken it, right?
You can.
Well, that's originally what pudding was made with. It was made with tapioca starch. But that's different than isolating xanthan and carrageenan to make pudding. Again, I just don't get it. I don't get what the love affair with feeling something in your mouth that's so thick, like what does that imply to people? That it's better for you? That it's, I just don't get it. I don't know why I'm not getting it, but I'm not. All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to read from listeners. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, NASA. Welcome back.
Before we do any listener things, I wanted to get your opinion on something.
Okay.
So there was a new study that just came out that a healthy lifestyle may help lower genetic breast cancer risk.
Mm-hmm.
So there were four lifestyle factors that were key. Maintaining a healthy weight,
mm-hmm.
not smoking,
mm-hmm.
limiting alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and not using hormone therapy after menopause.
But so I agree with all of them, but the last one, there's lots of variables. So the only hormone therapies that the medical orthodoxy accept today are the Premarin, Prempro type products. These are oral equine estrogens. They're heavily methylated. They cause a lot of hepatic stress. They cause changes in lipid landscape. They cause inflammation. They cause a lot of problems. They cause thrombotic index to go up, which is blood clots. So they are not, they never look at what are considered compounded hormones in these studies. They just exclude them completely.
So, and then what I don't understand is, what about women who are on birth control pills?
Oh, yeah. Great. Did we haven't even talked about that yet. So, women who go on birth control pills have an elevated thrombotic risk, an elevated risk of breast cancer, an elevated risk of ovarian cancer, an elevated risk of uterine cancer. They never talk about this. If they smoke cigarettes, that risk of cancer and blood clot goes through the roof. You don't see women stop smoking because they're taking birth control pills. And birth control pills are prescribed for women. Hey, I want to have sex. I don't want to have a baby. Here's birth control pills. I mean, this that's it. Now, I understand the argument. You know, population control, unplanned pregnancy. I get it. I understand why women take birth control pills. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't. But what I'm saying is, why does the medical orthodoxy look at birth control pills and say, those risks are acceptable for a woman to be endangered by so that she can have sex without having a baby? But then they look at all these other things on the landscape and say, oh, no, this is not acceptable.
But that's the attitude of the mainstream. I was having lunch with a friend, and she said, well, why would you be on hormones? Anyway, this was, you know, right after I had the cyst happen.
Yeah, the ovarian cyst, right.
And she said, well, that's probably what caused it. Why would you even do that to yourself? And I said, well, why did you take birth control pills?
She's still on birth control pills, and she's 50.
Yeah. I said, why are you on birth control pills? And she said, well, I don't want to get pregnant. But, and I said, how is that any different? It's a hormone.
But let's expand on that. That's not just what she said. She said to you, if God wanted women to keep producing hormones after menopause, he would have let them produce hormones after menopause. And you said to her, well, you're on birth control pills. She says, well, I have to do that because I don't want a baby. And you said, well, maybe God doesn't want you to be on birth control pills. See, people like science, they only accept what supports their position.
They turn it into whatever supports themselves.
Yes.
Their mission.
Because most people are not critical thinkers. They don't want to be critical thinkers because when you're a critical thinker, life can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, go ahead.
Does that lead us to the article?
Well, I mean, I just want to clarify that there is no inherent danger from taking hormone replacement therapy after menopause. There's numerous studies that show that. In fact, there's lots of benefits conferred, but the word hormone replacement therapy encompasses a vast, vast number of different therapies. And some are good and some aren't. And that's the bottom line. So you need to be a critical thinker and choose wisely. Okay.
And what about the article that Khan sent us?
I love it. I love it because without even realizing it, this supports something we've been talking about earlier in the show about shoddy science and good science and how people accept just the science that they want and how science is really broken today. And Marion Nestle sums it up, and we'll talk about it. But so Constantine Davison sent us a copy of an article that appears in the Detroit News. And it was about a study that was published that basically the headline said, children who eat candy tend to be less obese. Okay? Now, who funded the study? Butterfingers, Hershey, and Skittles. They funded the study, number one. Number two, how was the study performed? It was a study where people were asked to recall what they ate in the past. Now, we know that those types of studies are flawed for a variety of reasons. Number one, people generally don't remember well. Number two, people overreport what they consider good behavior and underreport what they consider bad behavior. Okay? But more importantly, these types of studies tend to be considered to have very, 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 very weak statistical gravity because you're depending on people to recall what they have eaten in the past. Okay? So even one of the authors of the study points that out and said that this study is very, very weak and shouldn't be taken with that much gravity because it was a study where we asked people, what'd you eat recently? You know, and how often do you eat candy? And then they looked at them and they said, oh, these people are less obese than the other people and they're eating candy. So ergo, those who eat more candy tend to be less obese. It's terrible science. So go ahead, and then I want to talk about Marianne Nessel.
So the comment, there was a comment that said, we're hoping they can do something with it. It's thin and clearly padded. It's from a nutrition professor, wrote to one of her co-authors.
She was one of the authors. Right, she said the science is thin and clearly padded, which means it has an agenda and a bias. That's what that means. And why? Because it was funded by Butterfingers, Hershey's, and Skittles.
And it's all about how food companies influence attitudes about healthy eating.
But here's what Marianne Nessel says that I have really not given a lot of thought to, but she says it succinctly. And I'm going to paraphrase. Beware of science that supports marketing. Beware of science that supports marketing. I'm going to expand on that comment. When science that has no vested interest financially says something is dangerous, take that with more seriousness than science that's funded by industry that supports their sales of a given product. So to extrapolate out even further, the science done by researchers who don't make any money if glyphosate doesn't sell should be taken with greater gravity than the science performed by the industry that is going to benefit from the sales of glyphosate. And in fact, while the companies like Monsanto call the anti-glyphosate science shoddy and poor, the reality is their science is the one that's shoddy and poor because it supports the marketing of a product. This is not brain surgery here. This is simple stuff. But unfortunately, like your friend at lunch, people believe what supports their agenda. And if you're somebody who's struggling and you're like, oh, I don't want to have to buy organic food, I don't see the value in organic food, then you're going to believe the shoddy science provided by the industry. But the science provided outside the industry that has no financial gain. I mean, the scientists that do the studies on glyphosate, they don't have a competitive product against glyphosate. Not like, oh, we knock glyphosate out. We're going to be the next product. We're going to take off. No, they have no dog in that fight. They have no money to gain from their science. That's the science that should be given all the credit. And the science coming out of Monsanto's funding should be given no credit because it supports the marketing of their product. Marianne Nessel said it the best. She's brilliant. She's brilliant. Very good. I couldn't say that. That's what I've always felt, but I couldn't say it. She says, beware of science that supports marketing. Marianne Nessel.
Yes.
Okay.
So did you want to read some listener
Yeah, so
comments?
This one, let me get the gum out of my mouth. I was chewing gum. So this one was very tough. I got a lot of emails, a lot of messages. I can't read them all. This one came from Jance Footit. A really strong guy with some interesting approaches to training. I'm going to be sticking around his Facebook page even more. He says, hey, Carl, talk about serendipity. Whenever I see you hosting Mauro Di Pasquale, I always go straight to where he typically comes in at around the 1 hour mark. But I just happened to hit exactly as you started sharing your experience about going through depression at the moment and your thoughts about passing the show on someday. I'm not going to try and tell you what to do, but I've got to say I have always thought what you do with this show has been one of the gold standard sources of information in the industry. I've been listening to you since almost the very beginning. I haven't listened to every show, but I always knew when I tuned in that I didn't have to start turning on my bull censored word reader and that I could enjoy topics being discussed in an open and honest format. You being the host of this show, you may not realize just how much of a rare thing that is in this industry, but I can tell you with certainty that you number among a very, very small number of people. In fact, ask Dr. DePasquale. He has a number of articles he has written on his distaste of the blatant dishonesty rampant throughout the industry. You mentioned feeling like you would be a liar of sorts if you tried to continue to do the show while not being able to perform in the gym. But I can tell you that your greatest attribute is what you provide to the world through this show, not what you can bench press. In fact, many times you have brought up points within conversations that were just as interesting to me as the topics the guests were brought on to talk about. To leave the show would be a tremendous loss to all of your listeners and a gain to all of the snake oil salesmen out there. I wish you a complete recovery both physically and mentally. That was the most hard-hitting for me to read. I read it this morning, and it really made me emotional to read it because I don't realize how people feel about the show. I mean, I get interactions on Facebook and stuff like that, but I often think, like, if the show just stopped going on, would anybody even really miss it? This one comes from Tom Whittingham. He's a longtime listener. He says, Carl, I love you, man. I love your honesty. It's genuine and real. I know more about you than you do about me, but I'm trying to even the playing field with my writings. That I sent you one install. He did. He sent me a wonderful paper that I have to finish reading so far. I was surprised when you were in last Thursday after your surgery, but not surprised that you weren't back on Friday. You hang in there like you know you can and you always have. I'm working on helping you feel better with my next level of training, which will be coming to you soon. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And my friend, your friend Tom. And then the other one came from Tom. This one was from
Tom Duncan.
Thank you, Tom Duncan. He said, take 2 grams of Mile High Cray, Tom, the green or red strain, mixed with some grapefruit juice, as Coach Rob Regish mentioned in the past, seems to really squash the negative thoughts. Not a cure-all, but certainly helpful during those extremely stressful negative times. Your work with SHR has been most influential. Please don't quit, Tommy. Very, very nice. And I've gotten messages on Facebook. I continue to get emails from people who are listening to that episode. It's just where I am right now. I don't think I'm going to be here for very long, but it is where I am right now emotionally. That's all.
You don't think you're going to be here
in this state of mind. But okay. I do think at some point in time, I think I have to pass the baton to a new host for this show. I really do. I mean, I look at people like Larry King, and when he started to get really old, he wasn't on his game anymore. You know what I mean?
So do you think you're not on your game?
No, I think I'm still on my game, but I think there's going to come a time where I won't. And I don't think the show should just stop because I can't go on. I feel like the show is now, has a life of its own. And I think that I seriously do have to start, vetting out, a potential new host for the show. And that could be done. You know, and if you're listening to the show right now and you think you'd be a good host of the show, email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. If you find that you feel the same way I do about a lot of things and you think the same way that
Carl,
I do.
Well, how old are you? You're going to be 58 next weekend.
Yeah.
You're not that.
No. No, but you know what?
You can still do the show.
As long as I can continue to really do the show well, I will do the show well. But I think it would be nice to have a guest host once in a while. You know what I mean? I mean, imagine if I had a guest host and I can focus on other things for a few days here and there. That might be a nice idea. I don't know. You look disappointed at what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying you're not ready to retire.
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm not ready to retire. I just am saying that maybe, at some point in time, I would pass the baton to somebody else and let them do the show. That's all. It's just a thought. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about?
I think that's it.
Okay, so we've had a great week. We've got lots of great shows planned next week as well, obviously. Thanks to Elisa Profumo, who invites all the guests on the show nowadays. Do we have any particular shows we want to mention right now for next week? No? No?
No.
Okay. Thank you for listening today. And we will see everybody next week. Tune in Monday. Thanks.
Bye.